shirts. And if you cut me, don't you think I feel? It's this body play, it's this heart made of steel.
You're my mommy girl.
The way that you walk. Got no choice. This could be our very last chance. This could be me, don't you think I feel? It's this body clay, it's this heart made of steel.
You're my lovely girl.
The way that you walk.
You're my lovely girl.
The way that you talk.
You're my lovely girl.
Take the rest of the world. You're my London girl.
You're my London girl.
You're my London girl.
You're my London girl.
You're my London.
6:01 here on WMFO in Medford. I am the Doctor, and thank you for joining me on TARDIS Jukebox. We'll be here till 8 o'clock. We've been here since 5 o'clock. We played lots of music, including, of course, The Pogues, London Girl, and before that it was Mount Airy. And I dipped in the sugar bowl, and all I got was lumps. Now, something a little, I don't know, a little older, a little more like Lindisfarne.
Then screaming you're alive. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. I'm all right here in your arms.
Boz Scaggs off the sadly underappreciated album Down Two Then Left from 1977. The song is a clue. Of course, any album, almost any album, unless you're the Beatles or someone like that, that comes after a monster-selling album like Silk Degrees is going to be a disappointment to a lot of people. Just ask Fleetwood Mac. after Rumours, everything was downhill from there, even though they put out a lot of good music. Okay. What about this band? What about Florence and the Machine?
Up and up. Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country, yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way? Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
Suzanne Vega and Zephyr and I off of Beauty and Crime. Suzanne Vega show that I went to at the Somerville Theater was one of the best sounding shows I've ever been to. I sort of miss the Crystal Ballroom is fine. It's a nice place to see a show. I sort of miss the shows in the theater downstairs with A, seats, and B, pretty amazing sound sometimes. Here's someone I haven't seen. Kacey Musgraves.
Just think. A woman came up to me and said, I'd like to poison your mind with wrong ideas that appeal to you, though I am not unkind. She looked at me, I looked at something written across her scalp, and these are the words that it faintly said as I tried to call for help. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark. 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 There's only one thing that I like, and that is whistling in the dark. To me and said, I'd like to change your mind by hitting it with the rock, he said, though I am not unkind. We laughed at his little joke, and then I happily walked away and hit my head on the wall of the jail where the two of us live today. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark. 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 There's only one thing that I like, and that is whistling in the dark. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark. 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 Whistling, whistling, whistling in the dark.
They might be giants, whistling in the evening anyhow, here on Tardis Jukebox, riding along on WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. I'm the Doctor, and let's see, here's someone who was in town this week, or a little earlier. I didn't go see him this time, but I've been to see him before. It's Adrian Blue. We'll be right back.
send me into the dark. Nothing I can't handle, not here, not here. Crystallize my heart. Show me no mercy, not here. For the love of the gods, not here. To throw them answer the knife. There's a danger in believing those who throw them won't be wise. All your daughters, all your sisters, all the men are strong. I'll stand in the ashes around the iron throne where they belong.
There's Fool of a Took on Tyler's Jukebox, A Call for Your Daughters. And now comes that moment that happens quite often in Tyler's Jukebox when the doctor pulls away from his own music library and pokes through the comedy records that they have here at the station. There are thousands and thousands of records here, but I've got plenty of music of my own. However, there's always something new to me in the comedy range here. Records are not terribly new, but so it goes. So, let's together find out how funny Godfrey Cambridge is.
And so with the success thing, you know, with the whole success motivation, you find that your life is changing. Like, for example, my wife tells me, you know, she says, now we're doing better. We gotta move to a different place. I said, what do you mean move to a different place? I'm happy here. I got thick walls. I got a high ceiling. I got toilets that when you flush them, it don't sound like the thresher is sinking, you know. Why do I have to move into a new modern building, which is terribly constructed? And my wife says, well, look, honey, if you pick it, that new building, you got to move in there to prove that you want to get in there in the first place. So we went out looking for a new apartment, and you have no idea the amount of havoc that a Negro couple can cause on an average middle class American city just walking down on a Sunday morning with a copy of the New York Times real estate section under his arm. Every time you ring a bell, the cat says, go away, we rented it already. Rented it already. Go away, we ain't in. We ain't in. We rented it at 4 o'clock this morning. But we finally got a place. And I found out what middle income means. Middle income means if you steal, you can make the rent. We got 3.5 rooms for $300 a month. And the half is the terrace. So we move in there, you know, and I've heard a lot of people complain about how thin the walls are, and it's miserable, you know. So we're sitting up there, the wife and I are sitting in the bedroom, and we're reading, she's reading, I'm reading, and we hear the newlyweds next door saying, oh, darling, I love you. Oh, my, ooh, oh, darling, ooh. And she looks at me, and I say, don't look at me, I ain't doing nothing. You know, when I moved in there, it said, Mr. and Mrs. Cambridge, welcome to West Urban Village. We hope you will become a part of our official family and share in community activities. Them walls are so thin, you can't help but share in community activities. They talk about how cold and impersonal New Yorkers are. Heck, I know all of my neighbors intimately. I get in the bathroom, I'm undressing to take a bath, and I hear this deep bass voice next door. Sounds like it's in the room with me singing, come to me, my melancholy baby. I never thought going to the bathroom was a social experience. It's enough to give you a complex. And you know, you can't even have an argument anymore at home. You know, but fortunately, all my neighbors know that my wife and I are actors, you know, so I can get away with it. So when my wife hollers at me something like, how dare you talk to me that way, you beast? I say, darling, do you think we've been rehearsing a little too long? Please? And you know, it has gotten to a point where you get on that elevator in the morning and you can't look anybody in the eye. See, because you get on the elevator in the morning, you say, good morning. And you know, when you move into these new middle-income places, you begin to feel a little guilty, you know, because what happens is you remember when you're living in that old apartment, you know, with the walls painted green, you know, and the rats that you all knew personally by name, you know. You'd say, oh, there's Lancelot. How are you, Lancelot? Cheese and crackers, they're over there on the radio. Don't bite the baby, protein is bad for you. Want a little oleo? Right over there, yes indeed. You know, you remember, the ceiling falls and hits you in the head, you know, you say, oh, put on your helmet, here it comes. You know, so you feel very guilty about this and you have to compensate for it, right? So you know how my wife compensates? My wife is on a back to your roots kick. You know, she's got her hair cut in the natural style now, very close, you know, she doesn't press her hair anymore. And she looks a lot like Jomo Kenyatta. And the whole apartment is done in African motif. We got more African art in our apartment than Kwame Nkrumah. We got ivory tusk hassocks and ivory tusk couch. You try sitting on one of those, yeah. And then she's done the bedroom in brown. The whole thing, the drapes, the ceiling, the carpet, the spread, the pillow. One day she took a bath and came into the room. It took me 3 hours to find her.
And there's Kurt Vile, Society Is My Friend. Coming up next, it's the original version of a song that you definitely know by the Psychedelic Furs. Just keep in mind that they remade it for the movie. Yes, it's Pretty in Pink.
Thank you. the edge of the room, the crowd screams, sacrifice, delivery. If God takes life, he's an Indian giver. So tell me now, or you'll tell me never, who would wanna be? Who would wanna be such a control freak? Well, who would wanna be? Who would wanna be such a control freak? You want from me, you deserve it all. Nine times out of ten, our hearts just get dissolved. Well, I want a better place, or just a better way to fall. But one time out of ten, everything goes perfect for us all. But I want a better place, or just a better way to fall.
Here we go.
If God controls the land and disease, keeps a watchful eye on me, if he's really so damn mad, well, my problem is I can't see. Well, who would want to be? Who would want to be such a control freak? Well, who would want to be? Who would want to be such a control freak?
FM, WMFO in Medford. 2 minutes before 7 o'clock on TARDIS Jukebox. The Doctor now brings you one more Red Nightmare.
Just amusing, the virtues of cruising, when altitude drops.